Maverick Early Readers. Slugs in Space by Lou Trelevin. Illustrated by David Creighton Pester. This is Turquoise Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Susie the Slug had a very big dream. She wanted to go into space.
"Why do you want to do that, Susie?" asked her mum.
"I want to meet an alien," said Susie.
"Oh, okay then," said mum, mashing up a mushroom. "As long as you're back for your dinner."
Susie went outside to look for things for her trip. First, she found an empty snail shell.
"This can be my spacesuit," said Susie, squeezing into the shell.
Then Susie found an acorn case.
"This can be my space helmet," said Susie, jamming it on her head.
Finally, she found a pine cone. It was a nice big one.
"This can be my space rocket," she said.
Susie's friends laughed when they saw her.
"Where's the fancy dress party, Susie?" they said.
Susie ignored them.
"I'm going into space to see an alien," she said proudly.
Her friends laughed even harder.
"Slugs can't go into space."
"Why not?"
Susie asked. The other slugs looked at each other.
"They just can't," said one.
"Don't let them upset you, Susie," said Grandpa Sluggins kindly. "I'm afraid they are right, though. Slugs can't go into space."
Susie frowned.
"Why not, Grandpa?"
Grandpa Sluggins pointed to a bright light in the sky.
"See that? That lamppost is 25 metres away. It would take you 42 minutes to crawl there, if you went at top speed."
"But I don't want to crawl there."
"I know you don't," said Grandpa Sluggins, "but look up at the moon."
Susie looked up at the white, glowing moon. It was so beautiful. She really wanted to go there.
"The moon is 384,400,000 metres away. It's a lot further than that lamppost. Do you see what I'm getting at?"
Susie oozed sadly away. Her dream was over, but she didn't want to give it up just yet. She wandered on and on until she found herself amongst rows of neatly planted vegetables. Suddenly, a light shone in her face.
"I've caught you, you pesky snail," said an angry voice. "Go on, get out of my vegetable patch."
Before Susie could move, a huge spade slid under her. And then she was flying. The wind whooshed past her. Plants and trees went whizzing by until... splat! She was stuck in mid-air.
something had stopped her moving. There was a bright light, just like an alien sun, and in front of her was a strange, boxy spacecraft. There were things floating about in it. Aliens! Susie slid down the window and landed on soft earth with a plop. Then she oozed back home. When she got there, Grandpa Sluggins had come to visit.
"Where have you been, Susie?" said Susie's mum.
She was just dishing up the dinner.
"Space! I saw loads of aliens. They were the weirdest things ever," Susie said happily.
"Well, I never," said Grandpa Sluggins.
"Whatever next," said Mum.
Tomorrow, Susie would tell her friends. Then they could all go into space together.
"Look, Brian! Aliens!"
The end.